This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A hospital official in Gaza, along with AP journalists at the scene, say Israeli airstrikes Saturday have killed at least 44 Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. City officials in Rafah also report the Israeli strike Saturday killed three senior police officials as well when a drone strike hit their car. The strike came hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he has asked the military for a plan to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people in Rafah ahead of a ground invasion. The announcement set off panic. Neighboring Egypt warned that an offensive on the border city would have disastrous consequences. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are already packed into Rafah. Many fled there after Israeli evacuation orders elsewhere. It's not clear where else they could run. A Russian drone strike has killed several people in Ukraine's second-largest city. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Firefighters in Kharkiv worked tirelessly to control a massive fire after a Russian drone strike hit civilian infrastructure. The blaze burnt down 15 private houses, according to Kharkiv's regional governor. Kharkiv's mayor, Ihor Terekhov, posted a defiant video on his Telegram channel in which he said, "The Russian aggressor is destroying our hero city, Kharkiv, but we will overcome this. We will win." Ukraine's Air Force said air defense systems destroyed 23 out of 31 Iranian Shahed drones launched by Russia overnight. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hungary's conservative president has resigned amid public outcry over a pardon she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case, a decision that unleashed an unprecedented political scandal for the long-serving nationalist government. This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan Saturday pushed back over criticism over the conduct of its parliamentary elections this week, which were held amid sporadic militant attacks and an unprecedented stoppage of all mobile phone services. The strongly worded reaction from the foreign ministry insisted the vote was peaceful and successful. The U.S. State Department said Thursday the vote was held under undue restrictions on freedoms of expression. The European Union also said it regrets the lack of a level playing field in the elections. Former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan led a Commonwealth team of election observers in Pakistan, and speaking to reporters in Islamabad Saturday, he declined to comment on what other nations were commenting.
On that election day, my report is based on what we observe on the ground. We are not dissuaded by what a newspaper, whether in the U.S. or U.K. or Germany or France or China, reports.
Official results from Thursday's election showed that a group of candidates affiliated with imprisoned opposition leader Imran Khan's Pakistani Tehreek Insaf, or PTI, party claimed the largest number of parliamentary seats. A U.S. federal health officials say flu cases are on the rise in parts of the U.S. Midwest. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Although the numbers are coming down nationwide, flu-like viruses appear to be spreading in the Midwest. The Centers for Disease Control says 23 states are now seeing high levels of respiratory illnesses. That's up from 18 states the week before. And that includes COVID-19 cases, which right now are outpacing the flu. Since October, there have been 22 million people who've gotten sick, and 15,000 flu deaths have been reported so far. Overall, researchers say it looks like the flu season reached its peak in late December, but a second surge is possible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senegalese President Macky Sall Saturday defended his decision to postpone elections as violent protests erupted across the country, with security forces using tear gas to disperse protesters in the capital amidst mounting anger against the move. In his first interview since announcing the delay last week, Sall brushed off allegations the decision was unconstitutional and that he'd created a constitutional crisis, saying the country needed more time to resolve controversies over the disqualification of some candidates and a conflict between the legislative and judicial branches of government. The Senegal Parliament this week postponed the elections originally scheduled for later this month till December of this year. Much of the public fears that Sall, who faces term limits, is seeking to delay leaving office. Senegal has been one of West Africa's most stable democracies. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.